bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 10th chapter of John. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Internationally recognized explorer, author, and adventurer Hendrik Coetzee liked to pit himself against nature. The 35-year-old South African's most recent challenge was leading a kayak expedition from the source of the White Nile into the Congo's interior. It was a trip filled with dangers, dangers which Hendrik understood and accepted. Even so, many of his friends probably wish he had been a little more cautious. According to the Associated Press, Hendrik's traveling companions were horrified to watch helplessly as their leader was snatched out of his kayak by a Nile crocodile. The explorer's body has not been found. Now, this devotion could talk about how there are some places we shouldn't go. After all, there is something to be said in favor of avoiding situations where there are giant crocs. Instead, it might be better to point out there are dangers far worse than a hungry Nile crocodile. For example, there is the devil. He's walking around like a roaring lion. Then there are those nasty temptations which seem to jump out of the darkness when you least expect them. All in all, life can be pretty frightening. Which is why Jesus' promise is incredibly important and comforting. Listen again to what he says. No one will snatch them out of my hand. No one. That, dear friends, is all-inclusive. There are no exceptions, no hidden clauses, no loopholes. Jesus, the Savior who lived, died, and rose to win our salvation, is in control. He is in control on the day we die, in control every day we live. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, all around me there are hidden dangers. Dangers which are too big, too fast, and too strong for me to deal with. Today I ask that you will protect me from all that would harm me both spiritually and physically. To that end I commend myself into your care. For hearing me, I give thanks. Amen.